Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Home remedies can often be the best way to feel better. However, a trade remedy may make you feel worse. A trade remedy is when the U.S. government implements countervailing or anti-dumping duties on imported goods. A countervailing duty is a duty applied to imports to counteract the impact of a foreign government subsidizing its country's exports. An anti-dumping duty is when commerce has found that a foreign firm is selling a product in the United States at a price below that producer's sales in its home market, or at a price that is lower than the cost of production. Dumping is when a company might be dumping its production in the U.S. in order to gain market share, drive competitors out of business, only to be able to raise its prices later. However, there are many very detailed calculations and considerations that go into estimating these costs and prices. Many AD and CVD duties end up being prohibitively high, completely shutting out imports of the U.S. market. On March the 25th, Commerce announced significant revisions to the AD-CVD rules. One change is to a rule in effect since 1988 that had assumed that a country would not subsidize another country's exports. Commerce now argues that state-owned enterprises sometimes will subsidize production in other countries, and that can be a countervailable duty. The regulation also clarifies three distinct steps for determining what's called a particular market situation, in which cost distortions in the home market justify commerce making its own calculations of home market costs for dumping cases. In addition, commerce will now consider petitioner claims that a lack of labor, environmental, or intellectual property law enforcement in a given country constitutes a price advantage. Now that sounds very subjective to me. These new rules go into effect on April the 24th. I'm not sure these trade remedies will make any or many feel better, but we have several attorneys here with many years of experience in trade remedy law that might be able to help you understand the changes and maybe make you feel a little better.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.